Welcome to Feel Better, Live More Bite Size, your weekly dose of positivity and optimism to get you ready for the weekend. Today's Bite Size is brought to you by AG1, one of the most nutrient-dense whole food supplements that I've come across, and I myself have been drinking it regularly for over 5 years. It contains vitamins, minerals, probiotics, prebiotics, digestive enzymes, and so much more, and can help with energy, focus, gut health, digestion, and support a healthy immune system. If you go to drinkag1.com/livemore, they are giving my listeners a very special offer, a free 1 year supply of vitamin D and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first order. See all details at drinkag1.com/livemore. Today's clip is from episode 318 of the podcast with clinical psychologist Dr. Nicole Lepera. In this clip, she shares some simple yet powerful breathing techniques that can help us reduce stress. You have this concept which you talk about a lot, which is feeling safe in your body. And I really wanted to go in here a little bit to really help people understand what that means. And I know for you, maybe this is one of the first practical things we can talk about. I know your breath for you was one of your ways in.
Yeah, absolutely. Stress and our ability to cope with stress is going to play a huge underlying role because that determines how safe our body feels. And when our body doesn't feel safe, I mean, we even reference some of the systems that become immediately dysregulated. Yeah. My breath doesn't become calm and even and deep from my belly, which sends my body signals that it's safe, that it can relax. When my breath is shallow, when it's barely there, when it's constricted, I'm holding my breath. If my muscles are feeling tense with blood pumping through them, right? My body is probably telling me that it's getting ready to fight or flee a perceived threat at hand. So when we drop into our body, we can get really practical here. Maybe even while I was talking, some listeners are able to be like, oh, wow, I can attune to how do my muscles feel right now? Can I be consciously present to how my breathing is? When we're dropping into our body, again, we notice that our body is feeling tense, our breath is feeling really quick, our heart rate is feeling really elevated, then we might have indication that our body isn't feeling safe in that moment. And for some of us, we might not ever have a moment where I feel calm, open, receptive, present. And again, for me, that indicates, as I once never had those moments, that chances are, again, because your body is not yet feeling safe. And this is, again, where we can begin to talk about intentional practices to create safety, with the breath, going back to that, being one of them. My breath is something that all of us have that we carry around with us day in and day out, and learning how to intentionally, right, teach my body how to send signals of safety through my breath. So for me, I learned how to teach my body how to do deep belly breathing, that deep, calm, even breathing that will send that signal that my body is safe enough to inhabit. And I share this because it was really hard in the beginning. All of my posture, all of that tension. And I made a daily commitment to practice by laying down, putting a hand on my belly and just making the commitment before I got out of bed every morning to take 5 deep belly breaths. Now, that did 2 things for me. First, that taught my body and was 5 moments of breathing where my body was getting a new signal that it was calm, that it was peaceful, that it was safe. And it also primed my awareness of the tool. Because the first thing, and the thing I like to reiterate all of the time, whenever I'm talking about these tools, whatever it might be, breath work, journaling, they are not magic. It is not one and done, right? Yes. Those 5 breaths in the morning are helpful. Though, if I'm not calming my body down, regulating myself throughout the day, especially as I start to feel myself fall into a reactive state, then those deep belly breaths really didn't help me, right, in the moments where I really need to change. So reminding myself then that practice, I built a foundation. I began with that as a small daily promise because I had never practiced breath work. So making a promise that seems so small that it can be manageable. So I got really consistent with those 5 breaths every morning until I started to feel confident that I knew how to breathe from my belly and that I could then take that tool with me.
Yeah.
And then I built on that foundation because my breath was something that I could sit here. If I'm even talking to you and I start to feel myself be activated, right? I'm talking about something emotional and I'm starting to feel my heart rate get elevated, or I'm with my partner and I'm starting to feel myself get agitated. I want to scream and yell, right? Now, those are the moments where no one even has to know necessarily that I'm intentionally and internally regulating myself, helping myself stay grounded in this moment so that I can retain the choice for what happens next. So for me, the breath was a go-to, like I said, because it was something I could carry along with me and I could use in those moments, both consistently all the time, because we need, again, that foundational practice so that then I can, in those moments in real time, create that regulation.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing all that. I mean, three key things there for me, which really, really landed, which I've also found to be incredibly helpful personally and professionally with patients. First thing is that you started really small. I love that language of a small promise. I often use that sort of language myself. You know, you make that small promise to yourself and you keep it. Just that small one. Don't make it too big because then it gets harder to keep. So I love that it was 5 belly breaths, which, man, it's going to take under a minute, that probably, depending on how fast you're doing them. Everyone's got time for that. Second thing, I love how you acknowledge that even something that sounds so simple can actually be very difficult if you are tense and tight. Actually, if you've never, ever breathed all the way down into your lower abdomen, it can be, am I doing it right? I feel there's an obstruction there, right? So I love the fact that you acknowledge that, because I think sometimes people will hear these conversations or see things on Instagram and go, yeah, but I know they said it's really easy, but I'm really struggling to do this basic thing. So I really appreciate you highlighting that. And the third thing for me there was this idea that it's not magic, right? That in isolation is not going to transform your entire life. Yet, although it's not magic, I kind of feel the effects of it are magical, because if you do it first thing in the morning and you just give yourself that awareness that you've maybe never had before, when the day gets busy and stress comes in and obstacles arrive, you may at some point go, hey, wait a minute. Why don't I just try what I did in the morning? In some ways, it sort of primes you. It doesn't mean it's guaranteed you'll use it later on in the day, but I think when you do these things in the morning, you're much more likely to tap into them later. So yeah, those are three, I think, very powerful messages that I resonated with there. So thanks for sharing that. In your latest book, you also talk about the physiological sigh as well as many other breath practices. And I wonder if you could talk people through that, because that's something that I think is so calming, so easy and so effective that I'd love people to start implementing it straight away, basically.
Yeah, absolutely. And my intention is always quick and easy, right? Because to speak to the point, we really do want to set ourselves up to use these, right, as a lifestyle tool to have those moments of memory. So one of the reasons why I'm always doing bite-sized practices, and again, there's several different types of breath work that feel more approachable and that make us more likely to be able to then integrate them, because it's about the habit of using them, the consistency of making that choice. So one of them is a practice of a physiological sigh. Generally, or our body, something you said earlier, how wise our body is. I couldn't agree more. Like, our body is so much wisdom. It is a self-regulating machine. It has ways. It naturally releases tension. Sighing is something that naturally our body does, even outside of our own awareness. We can, though, there's an intentional practice of a physiological sigh. And the sigh, again, is a natural way that generally, that kind of self-regulating machine that is our body that we're both acknowledging, our body does in and of itself outside of our awareness to calm our energy. And of course, we can intentionally practice a physiological sigh we can just do that right now. We just take a moment. If anyone is, you know, feeling safe and settled into their seat, to their bed, and to wherever they are listening to this. Sometimes if we're kind of working with our body, I like to personally close my eyes, maybe put a hand on my chest, on my thighs, wherever it's comfortable, just to ground me in the fact that I'm in a body right now And again, if we feel safe, for me, I like to close my eyes, really turning my attention away from the very distracting external world and turning my attention into my physical body. Maybe before we even get started doing a quick sigh, we can just tune in. Maybe if you did make a choice to put a hand on your chest and on your belly, we can just do a little quick self-assessment around some of the concepts we were just talking about. And I'm just going to get quiet just for 1 second while you just turn your attention and see if you could just try to feel your physical body breathing. And if you did choose to put your hands on your chest and a hand on your belly, maybe use that as a marker for where your breath may be coming from. Is it coming from shallow in your chest? Can you even feel it? Is it coming from shallow in your chest, or is it coming from even deep in your belly? So I'm just going to fall quiet just for 1 second. We can do that quick assessment. All right. Now that was just a little self-knowledge, self-inventory. And again, practice that. This even simple drop in practice right here, right now, attuning to where you're breathing from. And now together, we will do a physiological sigh. And what that looks like is whatever is most comfortable. I like to breathe through my nose. So let's say we'll breathe in for 4 seconds, and then we're going to breathe out for double that for 8 seconds. We'll make that manageable. So in a second, we're going to breathe in. 1, 2, 3, 4, and then breathe out for double that. Letting all of that air out. And again, you can play around a second time. Maybe we want to breathe in for 3 if that felt long, breathing out for 6. Really, the focus here is elongating, sighing. All of that breath out of your body. You can experiment with that for a bit. Breathing in and then out, sighing it all for double the amount of time you've chosen, giving you some individual choice in this. And of course, taking a moment to drop in with your body, noticing shifts in tension, release. But that is a general gist, again, a self-assessment, yeah. Drop into our body, attune to how it is that we're breathing. And then the practice of this physiological sigh, we're going to double that out-breath again, producing that sigh-like experience. And then always dropping in, checking in over time. Some of you beginning to notice actual shifts and changes in tension. Our shoulders maybe dropping a bit down, maybe our jaw releasing a bit. And again, it doesn't immediately happen overnight miraculously, but the more we practice whatever type of breath work it is, it might even just be checking in, belly breathing. I urge everyone, because it can be such an important foundational practice, to find, because there are so many different versions of breathwork practices, find the one that resonates, that works, and that is most likely for you to be able to utilize throughout your day.
Yeah. Thank you, first of all, for sharing that. It's incredible, Nicole, just how powerful these things are. Because I do lots of breathwork myself. I have a variety of different practices, and I'll be building up over years, but even with that, in the middle of that conversation, stopping to do it, I realized how much tension I was holding. I thought I was relaxed in this conversation, but clearly my body had a different signal, a different message to tell me, which is, oh, maybe you're not. Maybe you're nervous. Maybe you want to make sure the conversation is as good as it can be, that it's going to be as helpful as it possibly can. And I think why I'm sharing that is that none of us are perfect, right? Even if you know this stuff and practice it, you can still utilize these simple, free tools to create that self-awareness, to help you, you know, balance your nervous system, to be aware of where you're holding tension. So I think they're deceptively simple breathwork practices. You know, I know it's easy to get, oh, what? You're going to tell me to breathe, are you? You know, I get that. We've probably all had that response at some point in our lives, but yeah, you know what? We are going to tell you to breathe, because it's that powerful when you do it with a bit of intention. Hope you enjoyed that bite-sized clip. Do spread the love by sharing this episode with your friends and family. And if you want more, why not go back and listen to the original full conversation with my guest? If you enjoyed this episode, I think you will really enjoy my bite-sized Friday email. It's called the Friday Five. And each week I share things that I do not share on social media. It contains 5 short doses of positivity, articles or books that I'm reading, quotes that I'm thinking about, exciting research I've come across, and so much more. I really think you're going to love it. The goal is for it to be a small yet powerful dose of feel good to get you ready for the weekend. You can sign up for it free of charge at drchatterjee.com/Friday5. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. Make sure you have pressed subscribe, and I'll be back next week with my long form conversation on Wednesday and the latest episode of Bite Science next Friday.